谢神。有需要回到主日学当中的青少年儿童和主日学老师的话，现在可以回到各自的主日学当中。感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再来思想神的话语。
Thank God that this morning we continue to study the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's read today's passage.
我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十五章第五节。
Let's read John 15:5.
约翰福音十五章五节起。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you, you give your only begotten Son, and the Word become flesh, come to this world.
感谢你把主耶稣基督赐给我们，让我们这一切信靠他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Thank you, you give us Jesus Christ, so whoever will trust him should not be perished, but have eternal life.
感谢主耶稣基督常与我们同在，因为我们如果离开他，我们就做不了什么。
Thank Jesus is with us all the time, because depart from him, we can do nothing.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣说离了我你们就不能做什么。
And Jesus said without me you can do nothing.
我知道有一个基督徒哈，有一个父亲就常常的给他孩子讲这句话，就你一定要信耶稣啊，你一定要信耶稣，因为如果离开耶稣你什么都做不成。
And I remember there's a Christian father and he keeps speaking to his child. He said you got to believe in Jesus, you got to believe in Jesus because without Jesus you can do nothing.
后来这个儿子呢，就是听这句话听太多了，他就很烦了，他那天就跟他跟爸爸就说。
And but the son is so annoying because his father keep telling this, so he toldOne day he told his father.
但是你看这世界上那么多的有钱人，那么多的成功人士，他们当中很多都不是基督徒哎，那他们不也是很成功吗？
And he said, look at the world. There's so many people are so successful. I think among them, probably a lot of them are not Christian. Are they also successful?
他们不信耶稣啊，他们不是做了很多那么了不起的事情呢？
They don't believe in Jesus, but they do a lot of wonderful things.
哎，后来这个父亲就不知道说什么了。
So their father don't know how to reply to his son.
耶稣说错了吗？难道是
？So is Jesus got it wrong?
耶稣说离了我你们就不能做什么呀
？Because Jesus said without me you can't do nothing.
那今天很多人都不信耶稣，但他做很多事啊。
But you will think today a lot of people don't believe in Jesus, but they do a lot of things.
啊，今天很多人啊，这个崇拜这个马斯克，伊隆马斯克。
And today a lot of people admire of Elon Musk.
哇，这个人哇了不起啊！这是我们的英雄啊，这是我们的拯救者啊，很多很多人啊崇拜他。
And a lot of people praise him. He's a hero. He's probably going to save the earth or something.
但是你从他的言论当中你去看他就是一个无神论者嘛。
So, but from what he's talking, you probably can figure out he probably is the atheist or agnostic.
或者他是个不可知论者。
Yeah, or it's agnostics.
就简单的说 你不能说他是一个基督徒，他自己也没有这样讲过啊。
Or put it simple, we cannot call him a Christian and he himself didn't say that either.
难道他不成功吗
？So is he not successful？
难道他什么事情都做不成吗
？Is he can do nothing？
哎，看上去他什么事情都做得成呢
？It seems he can do a lot of things. Do everything.
当他刚开始要说他要做什么的时候，很多人不相信他，很多人说他呀又吹牛又吹牛。
from the beginning, he said he wanted to do this. A lot of people don't believe him. He said he's just boasting it.
但是慢慢发现，哎呦，他真做到了。And
later, people found, hey, he did it.
所以今天很多人都会，其实都会有这样的问题啊。耶稣说，离了他，你们就什么都不能做。但是今天很多人不需要耶稣啊，他做很多事啊，
So that actually raised lots of questions. A lot of people, when Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. But today, you look at the people, there's a, they don't believe Jesus, but they still do a lot of things, a lot of wonderful things.
那所以说我们要来思想，那耶稣说，你们就不能做什么，这到底是。 做什么事情？到底耶稣看是指什么事情？
So today we want to examine when Jesus said, without me you can do nothing, and what Jesus was talking about, what kind of things Jesus was talking about.
那么圣经当中呢，有这样的一些人，他们在人看来，他们做了很成功的事，但在神看来，他们一事无成。
But in the Bible, there's a lot of examples. In the earthly standard, they are very successful. They did a lot of things. But that's not what God talking about.
那么耶稣讲过有一个财主，他在地上非常的富有，他有很多的财富。
And Jesus talked about example of a one wealth man. He's very rich and he got a lot of possessions.
那么在路加福音12章20到21节，我给大家读一下哈，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And this story recorded in Luke chapter 12 verse 20-21. I just read it. You can look at the screen.
神却对他说，就对这个财主说，无知的人呐，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
And God said to him, said, fool, this night your soul shall be required of you, and those who were of those things that being which you have provided.
接下来耶稣说，凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足，也是这样。
And Jesus followed up but said, so is the who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God.
所以这样的一个财主，很显然他在世界上，他在世人眼中，他很成功啊，他做很了不起的事，他做很多事啊。
And so this person in the earthly standard, it's very successful. He did a lot of things. He's very, he gets a lot of treasure for himself.
但是很显然，从上帝的眼中，从耶稣的人眼中来看，就这个人一事无成。And
but from the side of God, from the side of Jesus, he did nothing.
就是你做这个，你做那个，其实什么都没有，你什么都没做。Because
you did nothing, you gathered so many things, but in the end, you have nothing.
所以显然，在耶稣的眼中，就这个人，他什么都没做，他什么都做不了，他没做什么，一事无成。
So in the sight of God, Jesus basically said that he did nothing.
但是在人眼中看，那显然这个财主，哇，那他做很多事啊。Of
course, in people's sight, this wealthy man actually did a lot of things.
那么我们都知道，圣经中记载了有一个王，所罗门王，他是非常非常富有，非常非常有权势的人。We
also know in the Bible there's a King, King Solomon, and he's very rich and he's very powerful.
那所罗门王介绍他自己，就是他所拥有的财富，他所拥有的权势，他所享受过的各种各样的享受。他说：“这个世界上没有谁比得过我。”And
Solomon introduced himself. He said that it's the power he has, the richness, the treasure he has, and the things he enjoyed. Basically, in this world, no one can compare to him.
结果后来他对自己的一个总结就是什么？那是虚空的虚空，就我到头来什么都没有，或者说什么都没做，都是空的。
In conclusion, he introduced himself, says that all the things he enjoy in the end is the vanity.
我给大家读一下哈这段经文，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And you can see the screen. I just read it for you.
传道书2章9到11节，这样。 我就日渐昌盛，胜过以往在耶路撒冷的众人。我的智慧，仍然存留。凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的。我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这是我从劳碌中所得的份。 后来我查看我所经营的一切事和我劳碌所做的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。所以简单的说，所罗门王在世界上，在世人眼中，甚至在他自己以前看自己。 他是非常非常成功的，他做了很多很多了不起的事情。
So put it simple, in the people's side, and even in Solomon himself before, and he is very successful, he did a lot of wonderful things.
但是最后他发现原来自己什么都没做。
And in the end, he come to the conclusion, he did nothing.
原来他自己一无所成，一无所有，一切都没有，一切都是空，一切都是在抓这个捕风，结果当然你风抓不住，什么都没有，就他什么都没做。
And but in the conclusion, he said all what he did is chasing of a wind, and it's vanity. It's no profit at all.
我们再看圣经中记载了这样的两类人。
And also in the Bible, we see that these two kind of people, two kind of people.
那么第一类呢，就是这个该隐的后代。
And in the Old Testament, we can see one group is the descendant of Cain.
那么我们知道，该隐是亚当和夏娃的儿子，然后他亲手把自己的亲弟弟亚伯就杀死了。
And we know that Cain is the son of Adam and Eve, and he killed his own brother Abel.
然后，但是圣经记载该隐的后代是怎样的人呢？
And the Bible recorded his descendant. So what kind of people of Cain's descendant?
然后首先该隐他自己就建造一个伟大的城市，然后他的子孙后代当中有这个畜牧业的祖师，有这个音乐家的祖师，有什么铜匠铁匠的祖师。
So first of all, Cain himself built a big city, and his descendant is the people who starts the music, starts the smiths, and starts with all those agriculture or flock business.
所以用我们今天的话说，就是该隐他的后代啊，伟大的建筑家，伟大的艺术家，伟大的科学家，伟大的工程师。
And in today's world, basically saying the king's descendants are the great architect and the great artist, great engineers.
那么后来神又赐给亚当夏娃一个儿子，因为他们的儿子亚伯被该隐杀死了嘛。
But on the other hand, Bible record God gave Adam and Eve another son, to replace the Abe, which killed by Cain.
所以在创世纪四章25-26节，大家还是可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And I want to read you the Genesis chapter 4:25-26.
亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思说神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以诺士，那时候人才求告耶和华的名。所以我们会看见，从赛特开始，赛特的孩子，赛特的子孙才开始求告神。
And we can see that another group of people is from Seth, which is God gave to replace Abe. And the Bible records his descendant start to begging to call upon the name of the Lord.
或者说就是从赛特开始，他的后人才开始敬拜神，才开始仰望神，信靠神。
Or put another word, that the descendant of Seth, they start to begin to call upon or worship or believe in God.
所以我们这里看到两种人，一种人就是该隐的后代，他们当中从人的眼光来看啊，伟大的工程师，伟大的艺术家，伟大的科学家。
So we can see two group of people, and one group of people is a descendant of Cain, and in the people's view, they are the greatest artists, the greatest musician, greatest scientist.
那么还有另外一类人呢，就是赛特和他的后裔。那么对于他们做什么事情，就是一句话，他们在求告上帝的名，他们在敬拜神。
And then another group of people is a descendant of Seth, and describe what they do. There's only one sentence. Basically, they call upon the name of the Lord.
所以很显然，在世人的眼中，这两种人，哪一种人是成就大，哪一种人是有所作为呢？
So obviously, in the view of this world, which group of people have a more accomplishment?
那当然，很多人就会，那一定是该隐的后代了。
Obviously, that in the view of this world, of course, it's the descendant of the Okay.
但是在上帝的眼中，哪一种人是真正有所作为呢？
And but in the sight of God, which group of people actually did something?
是赛特的后代，就是求告上帝、信靠上帝、敬拜上帝的那一群人。
It's the descendant of Seth, that group of people they truly worshiped God.
所以如果我们来看这段圣经，我们就会发现哈，圣经只是记载该隐的后人啊，他们做了些什么，他们叫什么，但是圣经没有记载他们在地上到底活了多少年。
Now if you read the Bible carefully, you can see in the Genesis that God record the descendant of this Cain in terms of what they do, but God didn't record their days in the life on earth.
但是圣经却记载赛特的后人，他们名字谁是谁生了谁，谁是谁的父亲，然后每一代都写下他们在地上活了多少年。
But for Seth descendant, and God record who gave birth to whom, what's the name, and how long they lived on the earth.
所以很显然，在上帝眼中，有一种人虽然做了很多事情，但是上帝眼中看。他们根本没有真正的活过，根本没有真正的活过，所以没有记下他们活了多少年多少年。
So obviously, in the sight of God, even some people that they did a great things, but it's in the sight of God, they are not their day actually is not numbered, their day is not counted, and God record what they do, but didn't record how many days they live in the, on the earth. In the sight of God, they appears that they are not actually lived.
所以这就是其实这就是该隐的后人，他们看起来做了很多事情，其实对于他们在地上的生命，其一个总结就是什么？虚空，虚空，什么都没有。所以圣经根本就不记他们在地上活了多少年，圣经根本不记载，就这些人的生命，与其说有生命，其实就像没有一样。
So you can see, it says the descendant of a Cain, and even they did a lot of things.But their days are not counted in the sight of God. They live the life. The day is just not like they haven't lived like it. So God even didn't record the days of their life on earth.
但是对于赛特的后人呢，在人看来，他们好像没有什么出现什么伟大的工程师啊、科学家啊，就像没有他们，但他们做一件事情，他们信靠神，他们求告神，他们敬拜神。
But for the descendant of Thess, they seems they don't have the great things to do, but they did do one thing. They worship God.
所以圣经就记载下来，他们一代一代的，他们活了多少多少年，就是他们在地上的日子，在上帝的眼中看，哎，这是真正算活着。真正是有生命的人，在地上真正是有生命的人，所以记下来他们活了多少年。
So Bible have a clearly genealogy of this group of people and the days of how long they lived and all those things. So in the sight of God, those people are truly lived, and the Bible record the days of their life.
所以从圣经当中我们会看到，事实上在上帝的眼中，什么才算是真正做了事？什么才算是有所成就，跟在世人的眼中看是完全不一样。
So from here we can see in the sight of God and what means you truly lived or what you truly have accomplished in your life is quite different from what the world view.
所以当耶稣说离了我你们就不能做什么，当耶稣讲这句话的时候，我们看上下文，耶稣一直在说这个葡萄枝一定要结出果子来。
So if we look at it, when Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing, if we put in the context of the scripture before and after, Jesus actually was talking about at times, keeping talking about you have to abide, the branch have to abide with the vine, and they have to bear the fruit.
所以在我们上一次这个主日信息当中，我们思想了这个果子到底指的是什么，不是指人眼中所看到的所谓成就啊成功，这个果子是指的真正可以让上帝的名得荣耀的这个果子。
In the last Sunday we talk about the fruit talk about the fruit what Jesus was talking about. This fruit is not the accomplishment or success in the world view, but rather it's the fruitthat can glorify God. We bear in our life which can glorify God.
所以当耶稣说离了我你们就不能做什么，耶稣的意思就是在说，如果我们离开了主耶稣基督，我们就没有办法去结出让上帝的名得荣耀的果子。
So when Jesus said without me you can do nothing, Jesus actually is saying that without him we cannot bear the fruit of a life to glorify God.
所以如果我们的生命没有办法结出让上帝的名得荣耀的果子，那我们的生命事实上在上帝看来就一事无成。
So if our life cannot bear the fruit that glorify God, then our life in the sight of God has nothing.
所以今天我们可能会觉得啊，有些人做了很多事情，有些人就是什么事情都做成功，但是在上帝的眼中可能不是这样看的。
So today when we look at some people did a lot of things and they always success in what they're doing. Maybe in the sight of God, that's not the case.
如果他做的这些事情跟神的荣耀没有丝毫的关系，如果他做的这些事情只是为了满足人的虚荣、人的欲望、人的骄傲，那么在上帝看，那他还是一事无成。
If the things what this person do and has nothing to do with the glory of God, it's only to satisfy our own people's pride or arrogance or desire, then this in the sight of God has nothing.
所以我们就回到我刚才一开始就说的那一段父子之间的对话，其实你两个人说的都对，你不能说他们当中谁有错，就看你从神的眼光来看还是从人的眼光来看。
So if I go back to the conversation I was talking about in the very beginning, the conversation between father and the son, if you look at us, both said it's right, but they're talking about different things depending on where you look at in view of God or view of this world.
所以作为我们信靠耶稣的人，我们来读神的话语、思想神的话语的人，我们自己就不要混淆了。
So for us, we trust in God, we read the word of God, so may that we are not confused.
所以我们要知道，当耶稣说离了他什么都做不了，那耶稣的意思到底是指什么呢？指的是我们就没有办法结出荣耀上帝的果子。这是耶稣所说的什么都做不了的意思。
When we read that Jesus said, without me you can do nothing, what Jesus meant is that without Jesus,our life cannot bear the fruit that glorify God.
耶稣并不是说你不信他你就发不了财，你不信他你就赚不到钱，这完全不是耶稣的话的意思。
And Jesus is not saying if you don't believe him you cannot become a rich person or you cannot earn money.
因为耶稣不 care 我们在地上到底能不能成为有钱人，或者在地上到底能不能赚到钱，耶稣不在乎。
Because Jesus does not care whether we can become rich person or we can earn money on the earth.
你可以成为有钱人，或者你可能没有什么钱，在我们看来可能很重要，但在耶稣的眼中看不是那么重要的事。
You can become a very rich person or not so rich person. In us, in the world view, it's very important, but it's not that.In the sight of Jesus.
在耶稣的眼中看什么最重要，就你的生命到底能不能结出让上帝得荣耀的果子，这是最重要。如果你结不出这个果子，你下场怎样，剪下来从葡萄树上剪下来丢到火里烧了，这才是最重要的事情。
In the sight of Jesus, my life, whether I'm rich or poor, it's not that important, but whether my life can bear the fruit of Jesus Christ, to glorify God. If not,I'm just like a branch cut from the vine and thrown in the fire. The life is wasted.
那么当耶稣说这句话，就是我们只有连于他，我们若不连于他的话，我们若离开他，我们什么都做不了。
And Jesus said without him, basically said without to connect with him, like a branch connect the vine. And if not that like this, then we can do nothing.
所以我们今天做一些事情哈，我们今天或者说也取得一些成就，我们一定要思想这个问题，就是我们做这些事情，我们取得这些成就，我们到底是不是因为我连于耶稣我才做的，还是我根本没有连于耶稣，我就做了这些事，或者取得某种成功。
So today when we have some accomplishment, I did something, I think we really got to think aboutWhen I have this accomplishment and I have done these things, is that because I am connected with Jesus or actually have nothing to do with Jesus?
我以前看到了这样的一个新闻哈，就是在南加州有一个非常非常著名的一个教会啊，一个非常漂亮的教堂，被称为南加州的地标，叫水晶宫大教堂。
And I read some story about in the Southern California, and there is a mega church. It's a huge, beautiful building. This is the kind of, it's kind of as a feature of that place. And that church is called Crystal Cathedral.
然后呢，这个教会的创办人是非常非常非常出名的成功神学的牧师，或者成功神学的大师啊 ，Robert Schuller。
And the minister of that church is a very famous theologian master, and his name is Robert Schuller.
然后呢，他创办这样的一个教会，他的教堂盖得非常非常的漂亮，是全世界第一个就是全部是玻璃架构的一个大教堂，所以被称为水晶宫教堂。
And because he built that church, it's such a mega church, and the building is so beautiful. I think it's called the world first, built out of glass. So it's called Crystal Cathedral.
然后呢，他把他们教会的这个主日崇拜呀、聚会呀，就摄影就录下来，然后就卖给电视台啊，向全世界156个国家转播。
And their Sunday worship actually broadcasted to the 156 countries around the world.
然后呢，每一次放都是成千上万的人来看，全世界各地的人看。然后他的这个聚会啊，这个这段时间啊，叫做全能时间。
And every time they have the broadcast, and there's so many viewers around the world, and at the time they have the worship and broadcast time. That program is called a powerful hour.
那么他的名言就是，如果你 if you can dream, you can do it.
And his motto is, if you have a dream, you can do it. 如果你有梦想，你就可以做。
那么人们听他的这个讲道啊，如果称之为讲道的话，其实诚实讲，听到的一切就是一个以人为中心的教训，然后拼命的鼓吹，就是你拥有这个世上的金钱地位啊，你拥有这个各种各样的享受，物质享受，那你就成功了啊，那你就有福了，那这就是上帝赐福你。
And but you hear the message, and if you could call it a message.The message is that completely people-centered. As long as you're successful, you get rich, and you prosper, and then it's God bless you.
所以在他的这个所谓的这个全能时间的这个信息，全世界156个多个国家在看呢，千千万的人在看，完全听不到什么让人认罪悔改呀、完全听不到什么主耶稣基督并他钉十字架，耶稣的血洗净我们的罪，听不到这些福音真理。
So in his power hour, and millions and millions of people view this hour. But during this time, you hardly can hear that confess your sin, repentant, and Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
然后听到的是什么呢？就是说，哎呀，我只要信耶稣，哎呀，我就可以发财，我做什么都成功，啊，我就可以去享受我想要享受的一切。
And the message is, as long as I believe in Jesus, I will be successful, I will be rich, and I can do whatever I desire for.
所以啊，这样外面看起来哇，非常非常的漂亮的教堂，非常富丽煌煌的教堂，但事实上却没有基督在里面，没有基督的道，基督的福音的真理在里面。
But you can see the beautiful church, a lot of people, but there's no the truth of Jesus Christ in there.There's no Jesus Christ.
那里面到底有什么呢？有就是对金钱的崇拜，对世界上的财富、名利、地位的这种渴望和追求，充满了这些东西。
And so, what else? The church is there. It's just the desire, for the richness or pursuit of the success and worship of the money. It's there.
所以，当我们看到这些，我们自然就会想到。 那耶稣道成肉身来到世上的时候，耶稣好几次洁净圣殿，当时的圣殿其实就是这样，人们在圣殿里面在干什么？做买卖，在赚钱。
And when we see this, we kind of remind us that when Jesus was on earth, and several times he went to the synagogue. And at that time, the synagogue is just like that. They are doing all the tradings and they earn the money.
当时的圣殿，耶稣道成来的时候，那个圣殿建的也是非常非常的辉煌，也是非常非常的漂亮的。
And when Jesus go to Jerusalem, go to the synagogue or the temple, and it's like this. They are also very great beautiful building and a wonderful architecture.
但是耶稣去到那个地方，耶稣看见什么？耶稣看到的就是，做买卖的人，看见人们对金钱的崇拜。耶稣说：“你们这个地方已经不是神的殿了，你们这个地方是贼窝了。”
And then when Jesus went to there and he saw that people actually it's not there to doing the business and trading monies and all those things. And then Jesus said, well, this is no longer the temple of God. You make the temple of God become the place for thief.
所以耶稣说这个要被拆掉，拆到什么地步呢？一块石头都不到，不在另外一块石头上，彻底的拆掉。
And Jesus prophesied that this building, temple, is going to be tear down to what kind of degrees no single brick would be upon the other.
然后耶稣基督要重建。
And then Jesus said, I will build it up again.
所以这样的事情呢，当然发生在当时的圣殿，这样的事情也发生在这个所谓的水晶宫大教堂，最后它就破产了，这么在人看来这么了不起的一个教会居然破产了，然后他们的产业都拍卖了。
And that happened. Actually, the destruction of the temple happened at that time. And also it happened to the Crystal Cathedral. And they eventually filed bankruptcy.
That
people hardly believe such a wonderful big church can actually come to bankruptcy.
所以这个 Robert Schuller 在人看来啊，做了很了不起的事情，建了这么大的教堂，然后全世界那么多人看，哇！但在神看来呢，他做的这些不是连于基督，不是在基督里做的。
So if we think about Robert Schuller and in the view of this world, he did great things, such a big wonderful things. But in the sight of God, this work, none of them are connected to Jesus.It's not done in Jesus.
所以在人看来，哇，他做了了不起的事情，他做了伟大的事情，做了，很了不起的事情。但是在上帝看来，什么都没做成，就是虚空的虚空，最后什么都没有了。
So in the world view that he did great things, but inside of God, it did nothing. It's vanity. It's chasing of a wind.
所以归根结底，就是他做这些，他不是连于基督做的，他不是在基督里做的。他做这些，其实就在上帝看，什么都没做啊。
To the end of the end, all he done is nothing. Is connected to Jesus. Is united with Jesus, and it's not done in Jesus. So inside of God, he did nothing.
啊，这个 Robert Schuller， 他这个 last name 啊，他原来是德文哈，我一直很难不知道怎么发，后来用中文发，其实很简单，就是输了。
So the interesting that name Robert Schuller, that name actually is in Germany, so it's hard to pronounce. I don't know what to pronounce, but if we pronounce in Chinese, actually literally means he lost.
在人看，哎呦，这个人赢家呀，人生赢家呀 ，winner 啊，这个，你看都干那么大的教堂，哇，那么全球那么大的影响力，哎，这个很有意思，他这个名字叫输了，最后还是输了。
And in the world view, its name it looks like it's a winner, but in the end, he actually lost.
啊，耶稣说：“离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing."
当我们如果听到这句话，我们心里第一个想到什么
？So when we hear what Jesus say this to us, what we first have in our heart?
我们可能听到这句话，我们心里就会小声嘀咕：“我就那么没用吗？”
And maybe we think, "Oh, am I so incapable?"
离了耶稣，我什么都做不了。难道我就那么没用吗
？Without Jesus, I can do nothing. I'm so useless.
我们可能有心里会这样想，对不对
？Maybe we could think about that way.
但是事实上，耶稣说的是呢，是耶稣说是的，我们就是那么没用。
And then actually what Jesus is saying is that yes, we are so incapable.
耶稣说不要不服气啊，不要犟嘴啊，是的，你们就是这么没用，你们离了耶稣说离了我，你们就是这么没用，你们就是什么都做不了，就是这样的。
And Jesus probably like to speak to us, yes, do not argue with me. If without me, yes, you indeed can do nothing.
斯布珍啊，他曾经讲过这样的一句话，他说每一个真正的基督徒，当他真正的自我省察的时候，他一定会发现每一天都在证明自己的软弱和无能。
And Spurgeon actually said once, he said, a true Christian, every time, every day, if he reflect himself, he examine himself, and he can say, every day is a testimony of my weakness and my incapability,
他说,
inability.
他说即便我们已经尽力了，即便我们已经付出了最大的努力，如果我们真正的省察自己，我们还是不得不承认我们就是这样的软弱，我们就是这样的无能。
And Spurgeon said, even we did very utmost our effort, put in the effort to pursue a Christian life, but if we truly examine ourselves, and we have to confess and acknowledge that yes, I'm indeed is awake, yes, I'm indeed is with my inability.
那么斯布珍接下来就说，他说无论你所经营的这个小店铺啊是多么的小，但是对你来说已经太大了。
And Spurgeon put this way, so no matter you think the small shop of your life, your manager is too so small, but it's still too big for you.
你每天都会发现我 handle 不了，我对付不来。
And every day you will find in your life, I cannot handle it.
无论你所从事的事情，你做的小生意啊，是多么的小，你的负担是多么的轻，但是你还是会发现，就这么小的事，这么轻的负担，你都承担不了。
And no matter how small your life shop is, how small you think it's, and you have such a small light burden, but you still find.The burden is still not something you can bear.
无论你的家庭是多么的小，你家庭的人数是多么的少，你还是会发现这是你承担不了的重担。
And no matter how small your family, your member of the family's number is so small, and you still find out the family is not something you can bear.
所以斯布顿说，每一个真正的基督徒，他如果真正的省察自己，每一天他都会找到证据来证明自己如此的软弱。如此的无能，要证明耶稣说的是对的，离了他我什么都做不了。
So Spurgeon basically said that a true Christian, if he truly reflect upon his life himself, and he find that every day is a demonstration of how he is so weak and so incapable of doing the things.
圣经中记载了有一位，当他看见自己的一些成就的时候，他说你看我多么了不起，你看这伟大的城市，伟大的城墙都是我建的。
And the Bible recorded one person in that he reflected, he said, I'm so great, and all the great city I built, everything.
我们都知道这是尼布甲尼撒王，巴比伦的王。
And that person is the king Nebuchadnezzar.
他省察自己，他越省察自己，他不是看到自己的软弱无能，他越省察自己越觉得自己厉害。
And that king actually reflected himself. It didn't see his weakness, and actually see how great he is. He was.
结果怎样呢？结果马上吃草如牛，从一个王变成了一个流浪在荒野当中的一个流浪汉，甚至像牲畜那样的活着。
And but we know that story. And King Nebuchadnezzar actually, when he boasted himself how great it is, suddenly instantly will be cast in the wilderness, and he like eat grasses like animal.
所以上帝让这样的事情临到他身上，上帝其实就是告诉他，也告诉所有人，人有什么了不起，人有什么能力。
So God let these things happen to King Nebuchadnezzar, and it's tell him, and also tell everybody, we don't have anything so that we can boast.
今天其实很多时候啊，就是我们自己哈、啊，很多时候我们都说啊，我们平常时候我们谈到圣经啊，那都是滚瓜烂熟啊，谈到神的话语，那都是这个头头是道，觉得哇，我们是很棒的基督徒，我对神的话语哇记得太熟了。
And even today, if we reflect upon ourselves, sometimes we think, I'm so a good Christian. I read Bible so many times. I memorized the Bible. And I understand the Bible very well.
但是如果我们诚实地面对自己，诚实地省察自己，我们会发现，原来在我们生活当中，哪怕碰到最小的一点小事情，我们可能就会情绪失控了。
But we truly reflect ourselves, examine ourselves, we find sometimes in our life, even when to the very small things, our emotions suddenly kind of out of control.
碰到一点点挫折，我们就会发现我们已经开始怨天尤人了。
And a very little setback, we find we start to complain people and complain to God.
碰到一点点啊委屈，我们已经气得不得了了。
And a very little wrong, and we are so mad.
碰到一点点意料之外的事情，我们已经没有平安了。
A very little things out of our expectation, we lost our peace.
或者你遭遇到一点点的损失，你已经晚上睡不着觉了。
And a very little lost, we cannot fall asleep.At night.
如果我们真正的一看我们自己这样的光景，我们问自己，我平常我口里所说的那些神的话，我口里说啊，我是基督徒，仁爱喜乐温柔谦卑舍己，那圣灵的果子我记得那么熟，都到哪去了呢？
If we examine our situation, the things I was talking about, and we truly reflect upon ourselves, you would ask all the scripture I remember.All the things I was claim I have, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the kindness, the gentleness, the patience, what all those, what those are.
为什么我碰到这么小的一些事情，我生命的真实的光景就暴露出来，就发现其实我完全没有活出我嘴巴里讲的那些话。
Why such small things can reveal the truth of our life? And such small things shows I have not lived upon to the fruit of life that I talked often in my mouth.
所以这就是施布真讲那一大段话，其实就这个意思，就是我们如果真正的省察自己，我们会看到我们不是什么基督的精兵，我们不是什么很有信心的基督徒，我们真的就是这样软弱，如果离开了耶稣，我们什么都做不到，我们什么圣灵的果子都结不出来。
So that's what that's what Spurgeon's mentioned, that if we truly reflect ourselves and we have to acknowledge I'm not a strong soldier of Jesus Christ. I cannot bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit without Jesus.
就是基督徒们常常说一句话，在哪里夸口，就在哪里跌倒。
And Christians always say that you will fail where you boast.
啊，很多的时候啊，我们不知不觉当中就把自己想象成圣经中记载的那些信心的伟人呐。
And unconsciously, we imagine ourselves as those people recorded in the Bible with great faith.
但是我们忘记了，那是他们的生命，那不是我们的生命呢。
But we forgot this is their life; it's not our life.
啊，我有一次哈，我就经历了，真的是在哪里夸口，在哪里跌倒。
And one time I have that little experience of where do I boast, where I will fall.
啊，有一次我开车，啊，我妻子坐在旁边。啊，我那个时候我开车，我总是笑别人，你看别人开车技术多差，你看这个，哎，又撞了，你看。
And one time I'll drive, and my wife sit with me, and I always kind of laugh at other people, said, hey, look at this guy, the skill, driving skill is really poor.
有一次我开车，我一看旁边又碰又撞了，然后我还跟我的妻子讲，你看这多差，开车又撞了。
And one time I saw a car and bump into the other car in the other lane, and I was say to my wife, "Hey, look, so bad driving, and bump again, accident again."
然后我妻子说，哎，别说了，你看前面，看前面。
And my wife said, "Don't speak. Look at ahead of you."
然后一看，嘣，我把别人撞了。
And I had a car in front of me.
这真的就是恨不得同时间发生的事情。
It's almost like happened simultaneously.
所以，我那个时候我就明白了，我以前没有撞太多的车，没有怎么样，不是我开车厉害，是神保守我。
And at that event, just gave me a remind me, and I, you know, before I didn't run into too many accidents. It's not that I have a good driving skill or something. It's just God kept me.
所以从圣经中我们也看见啊，一个失败非常非常惨痛的人就是彼得。
And in the Bible, we also see another character, Peter, and he actually being defeated very badly.
当耶稣说我要被钉在十字架上，我要受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。然后彼得这个时候，耶稣就说，这个时候门徒都会逃跑了。
And when Jesus prophesied he would go unto the Jerusalem to be crucified, and he also prophesied that the disciples would be running away from him.
就说彼得就很不服气，他说别人那会逃跑会跌倒，但是那我是不会的。
And Peter don't agree. He said everyone else running away, not me.
那么接下来耶稣就说，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以前你要三次不认我。
And Jesus said, truly I tell you, before you know, you will deny me three times before the lowest cross.
那么接下来圣经就记载，那果然彼得就是三次不认主。
Then the Bible continues to recording that indeed that Peter denied Jesus three times.
然后他这时候就想起耶稣的话，鸡就开始叫，然后他就想起耶稣，他就出去痛哭。
And then the third time he did that, and he remembered what Jesus said, and he went out and he wept bitterly.
其实真实的光景就是彼得事实上比其他那些逃跑的门徒他更加的软弱。
And the true status of Peter, actually he is kind of even more weaker than those other disciples that ran away.
当然他也不一定是更加的软弱，但是至少有一点，他的这种失败都被记下来了，然后四卷福音书记下来，世世代代人们都看得见，他的失败是公开的，他的这个羞耻啊，他的这个羞耻，这个失败，这敞露开，所有人都看到。
Maybe it's not too weak than the other disciples, but at least his defeat is he is kind of recorded, and it's a shame actually. It's kind of recorded. Everyone see it.
而且他有很多次机会重新站立起来，但他都放弃了，三次，连续三次都不敢认主。
Yeah, because it's denied. Actually, it's not just once. It's three times. Actually, he should have three times opportunity to actually stand firm, but he failed again and again.
所以经历了这件事之后的彼得，他就真知道，靠他自己什么都做不到。他以前认为自己做得到，其实靠他自己什么都做不到。
So after that experience, now he come to realize that he think he is strong, but by himself he can do nothing.
那么一些基督徒也常常讲这样的一句话，人的尽头就是神的起头。
And a Christian also talk about always cite this saying, in the end of a man is the beginning of a God.
换句话说，就是当一个人真正看到我真的是无能，我真的是无力，我真的是找不到出路了，我走到绝路了，我没办法了，在这个时候他才刚刚开始看到神，他才刚刚开始知道什么叫真正的信靠神，或者说看到神的作为了。
What it really says is when unless a man really come to the point that he sees its inability and he sees that he completely lost hope to himself, his way by himself is to the end. And that only in that time, then he start to see the work of God.
所以我们如果看圣经，我们常常会发现上帝往往拣选一些人让他们起来服侍神，作为神的仆人。上帝在什么时候拣选他们呢？
So in the Bible we can see God chose some people and his servant and to serve him, and in what kind of status that God chose them?
就是一直等到这些人看到自己我是完全的软弱，完全的无能，一直看这些人都看到自己的无能的时候， 神才呼召拣选他们，他们才真正的可以被神所使用了，而且大大的使用。
and you can see that God with those people come to in the life, come to this point, they see this completely, see their real situation, understand they're really not capable, they're truly a weak being, and at that time, then God to start calling them to serve him, to do great things for God.
我们都知道摩西哈，年轻的时候是埃及的王子。
And we know Moses, and he was a prince of Egypt when he was young.
他年轻的时候还是心里非常有抱负的，所以他就打死人了。
And in his young time, he's kind of very ambitious people, and he killed one of those Egyptian.
然后呢，结果他就在旷野就当一个牧羊人40年，然后一直到80岁的老头子。
Then he was have to run into the wilderness and he become a shepherd in the wilderness for another 40 years. At that time, he's an 80 years old person.
然后那个时候他在看自己，就觉得我什么都不会，我是无能的，我是软弱，我笨口拙舌的，我什么都干不了。他这样看自己了。
And at that time, he just say view himself, I'm nothing. I can do nothing. I even can hardly talking.
但这个时候，神的呼召就临到了摩西。所以，当摩西是埃及王子的时候，上帝的呼召没有临到他。当他看到自己无能无力、一无所能的时候，哎，神的呼召就临到他了。
So by that time, the call of God has come upon him. Not in the time he is a prince of the Egypt.But the time that he sees himself, he saw himself, actually can do nothing.
神的呼召临到他，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文哈，我给大家简单的描述一下这段经文到底说什么。
And I'll just brief, you can look at the screen, I just briefly describe this scripture talking about this event.
神的呼召临到摩西，摩西说，那我是笨口拙舌，我什么都做不了。
And basically, call of God upon Jesus and Moses, to Moses, and Moses basically said, "Well, I can do nothing."
然后神就告诉他，那到底是谁给人造口呢？谁给人造耳朵、造眼睛呢
？And but God tell him, "Do you know who made the mouth and eyes or ears of a man?"
然后神接下来就说，你去吧，我给你口才。
And then God said, "Go, I will be with your mouth."
其实上帝对摩西说什么？上帝对摩西说：“你这样看自己就对了。”
And what Jesus, what God actually said to Moses is that the way you view yourself is right.
你看自己笨口拙舌，你看自己一无所能，就对了。
And you're right to view yourself as you even cannot talking, you have incapable of doing anything. That's right.
所以这个时候你才能明白，谁让你能够开口说话的，谁让你眼睛能看见，谁让你耳朵能听见，你所做的任何事情你是怎么可以做到的，是谁让你做到的。
Only in this case now you can see who made your mouth, who made your eyes, and how your mouth can speak, how your eyes can see, who enable you to do that.
所以当你明白了，哦，原来我一切的能力，我一切能做的事情，不是我自己能做成，是神让我能做，所以神就开始可以使用摩西了。
When you understand that all the things I am doing is not what I can do, but God enabled me to do, and only in this status, then God can use Moses.
那么我们刚才看到彼得，其实彼得也经历了人生的尽头。
And we look at Peter, and Peter also come to the end of his life.
三次不认主之后，彼得的自信完全没有了，对不对
？And after 3 times deny Jesus, his confidence, self-confidence is completely lost.
他以前觉得，哎呀，我是最刚强的，我是最勇敢的。最后他发现，我是最软弱的，我是最无能的。
His previous view of himself, I'm the strongest, I'm the most courageous guy.And come to the end, said, "Oh, I'm the most weak guy."
三次不认主之后，所以他就灰溜溜的就回去打鱼去了。他再也不像以前那个刚强勇敢的彼得了。他灰心了，他失望，他躲得远远的。
And after denying Jesus 3 times, and later on, he just go back to his old business of the fisherman. And he's no longer like before. He's strong or courageous. He just just hide away, faded away.
那个时候的彼得可以说，他仅仅说他就是一个活着，一个存在，他没有真正的生命了，已经。
At that time, you can say Peter is just a being. It's existing. It's not really living.
但这时候耶稣就找到他，三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗？”
But just by that time, Jesus find him again, ask him three times, "Do you love me?"
然后这个时候的彼得，跟以前那个自高，那个觉得自己我还有点本事，我还有点能力的那个彼得，已经完全不一样了。
At that time, the Peter is quite different from the one before. That he feels so strong, I'm capable doing something. It's quite different.
然后那个时候彼得就知道我什么都做不到，但是我知道一件事情，我爱耶稣。
And Peter kind of come to realize that he cannot do anything, but he does know one thing, that he loves Jesus.
而且他知道神也知道他爱他。
And he knows he loves Jesus, and God knows he loves Jesus.
所以这时候耶稣就兴起彼得，让他成为教会的第一个，基督教会的第一个领袖。
And so at that time, Jesus actually called him, and he became the first leader of the church.
所以在这经历了这次经历之后的彼得，他就在彼得前书的一章三节，彼得就说：“用愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。”
And that Peter now he come to realize that how the God he trusts is the blessed God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy.Has begotten us again to living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我换句话说，其实彼得说他自己啊，他说耶稣让我重生了。
And actually, he's talking about his own experience. Said Jesus make me, gave me a new life, make me have the reborn, the resurrection.
我以前心里都灰心了，我心里没有盼望了。我以前可以说是一个活死人了，但是耶稣又给我活泼的盼望，我又活过来了。
And before I am lost my hope, I'm completely despaired. It's Jesus make me live again and gave me the hope, gave me the hope, living hope.
那么彼得为什么呢？有这样的经历呢？因为他看到过自己的无能，他看到过，所以他再次连于基督的时候。他就看到这是神的作为了，这不是我彼得的刚强，彼得的厉害，不是，这是神的作为了。
So when Peter goes through this experience and he understands now it's not my ability, is when he reunited with Jesus Christ, he knows everything he do is the work of God.
其实使徒保罗经历同样的经历。
And Paul had the same experience too.
我给大家读一下这几处经文哈，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
I just quickly read through scripture for you, and you can look on the screen.
罗马书七章十八节和二十四节，十八节，我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，就是行出来由不得我。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？罗马书八章三十七节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。腓立比书四章十三节，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。保罗看见自己的无能，我真是可怜呐，我什么都做不到啊。
Paul come to the point that he realized his incapability, and he said how wretched man he was.He can do nothing.
但保罗这时候就经历，不是我能做什么，而是靠什么？靠我的主。他在一切事情上都得胜有余。我连于他，我就凡事都得胜，凡事都能做了。
And then Paul experienced that when he united with Christ, then by my Lord, I can do anything.
所以当耶稣说离了我，你们就什么都不能做。其实这句话。就是对人的一个最彻底的否定。
So when Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing," is a completely deny of a people's own ability.
当我们真正看到这一点，当我们接受这一点，那我们真正的在上帝手中才能成为有用的。
If we truly come to that point and come to that status, realization, then we start to become something could be used by God.
斯布登曾经讲过这样一段很有意思的话。
Spurgeon said this, this saying, it's very interesting.
他说，你们当中有些人可能会说，先生，我什么都不是。
And he said to his congregation, said, some of you may say to me, sir, I'm nothing.
那么我要回答你，哦，那你是一个年轻的基督徒。
And then I will answer you, yeah, you are a young Christian.
啊，就有些人对斯布顿说，哎呀 ，I'm nothing. 然后斯布顿对，哦，好，那你是个年轻的基督徒。
And so basically said if.Someone said to Spurgeon, "I'm nothing, sir. I'm nothing." And then Spurgeon said, "Well, you're a young Christian."
那么另外一些人可能会说，就说，哎呀，先生呐，我比什么都不是，还要不是。I'm less than nothing.
And if someone said, "I'm less than nothing,"
然后这时候斯布顿就说，那我就要对你说，那你就是一个老基督徒。
And then I will say to you.Spurgeon said, "Then I will say to you, are more mature Christian."
啊，对，你是更成熟的基督徒了。
And you are more mature Christian.
就是一个基督徒越来越成熟，越来越真正的生命成熟，他越看到自己 nothing, 甚至 less than nothing.
So basically said, if a Christian, when our Christian life getting mature and more mature, more we will see to ourselves is we are nothing.It's even go further, it's less than nothing.
这个时候他才看，不是我能做什么，是我的神，我依靠他，他能做。
And this moment is not I can do anything, but the God that I trust, he can do it.
好，我们一起来读哥林多后书的12:9.
I want us to read together 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
我们一起来读《哥林多后书》12:9。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”好，我们请大家起立，我们一起来读最后几处圣经的经文。
Okay, in closing, let's stand up. Let's read a couple more scriptures.
好，我们先一起来读以弗所书的2:12-16.
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12-16.
以弗所书2:12起。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望。没有神，你们从前离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合二为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下合为一体，与神和好了。啊，我们再来读约翰福音的15:5-6.
John 15:5-6.
约翰福音15:5起，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的。我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你，你让我们的每一个的人生一定会经历这样的一个时刻。
Thank you that for our life you let us experience this moment.
在这个时刻，我们会看到我们自己的软弱，我们会看到我们自己的无能。在这个时刻，我们会看到我们靠我们自己，我们靠这世界上任何的人或者事物，我们什么都做不到。
That moment is that we come to realize that our weakness and our inability, and by ourselves or anything on the earth, that we can do nothing.
当这样的时刻临到我们，我们要向上帝感恩，我们不是向上帝抱怨。
When this moment comes to us, we are not complaining to God, but rather we give thanks to God.
因为我们只有经历这样的时刻，我们才能看到我们自己生命的真相。
Because at this moment, we can truly see the truth of our life.
只有在这个时刻，我们才能真正明白什么叫信靠主耶稣基督，什么叫连于基督。
And in this moment, we can truly understand what that means by trusting Jesus Christ, by united with Christ.
只有在这个时刻，我们才能知道耶稣说的实在是真理，就是我们若离了他，我们什么都做不了。
And by that moment, we can truly know that what Jesus said is the truth, that without him, we can do nothing.
感谢神给我们有这样宝贵的应许，我们靠着主耶稣基督，我们凡事都能做，我们并且在凡事上都能得胜。
And thank God gave us this precious promise that by Jesus Christ, we can do anything and we can be victorious in everything.
感谢神，我们今天能够连于基督，能够与基督联合，不是靠我们自己，乃是靠主耶稣基督在十字架上流出的宝血，洗净我们一切的罪。
Thank God today we can unite with Christ. It's not by ourselves, but by the precious blood Jesus Christ shed on the cross and cleansing all of us.
我们今天啊，我们也为啊那些还没有连于基督的人来祷告。
We also pray for those who are not united with Christ.
啊，当他们经历人生中最无助啊最无力的时刻。
If their life experienced the most hopeless time or powerless time,
或者当他们慢慢年纪老迈，身体衰残，让他们最终面临那个要离开世界，面对造物主的时刻。
Or maybe our body is start to getting older, decayed, and come to the moment of the face our Creator.
愿圣灵的光照到他们的心里，愿神的话语进入到他们的心里，让他们真的在这个时刻能够看到，人只有连于基督，啊，我们才能够有真正的生命。
And may the Holy Spirit can shed light upon us, so we can really see people only be united a fellowship with Jesus Christ, then we have the true life.
我们只有连于基督，不仅仅是我们在绝望无能的无力的时候我们有平安，我们更是当我们面对神的时候，我们更是心里有喜乐有平安。
And when we have a fellowship united with Christ, so not only we are in the difficult times, we have a time, we have the peace in our heart. It's more important when the time we face God, we have the joy and the peace with us.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子，我们的枝子唯有连在葡萄树上才能够结出果子来荣耀神。我们活着的目的呢，我们知道是为了荣耀神，唯有在基督耶稣里，我们靠着那加给我们力量的，我们才能够荣耀神。我们一起再次起立，我们来唱这首回应诗歌三一颂。
赞美真神万福之歌，世上万民赞美主，天使天君
请坐。我们下面是欢迎新朋友的时间，如果你是第一次来到我们当中来聚会，我们欢迎你 Do you have any new friends today? If you're, it's your first time to be with us, can you introduce yourself? We welcome you. Yeah, we have a...
Hi, my name is Pete. I live in Nampa. And I very much enjoyed that good Bible teaching. Thank you.
Okay, welcome, welcome. 我们也欢迎玉晓的妈妈回到我们当中和来一起聚会，欢迎。好，我们下面有报告事项的时间，我们还是在这个疫情期间聚会的时候，请大家佩戴口罩。如果你有感染新冠或者是有密接，就是在两个星期内暂时不要参加教会的聚会。 如果有外出旅游或出差呢，也请在检测阴性后回到教会。请鼓励大家呢参加教会的其他的聚会。周二早晨10点，我们有在 Zoom 上有姊妹会，我们在查考《使徒行传》。《使徒行传》是我们看到圣灵的工作，请姊妹们能够通过Zoom来参加。周二晚上7点，我们有祷告会。 如果你愿意为教会、为着肢体祷告，或者是你有任何的祷告的事项，都可以来到祷告会。周五晚上7点半，我们有在教会的查经。我目前是在查考《生命记》这本书，我们会有冯涛弟兄先对这本书有一些介绍，就是这一章所学的这一章有介绍，然后之后我们会有一个。 讨论就是我们对于我们实际生活应用的一个讨论，我觉得是非常好的一个聚会，鼓励大家能够来参加一次看看，你参加一次你就知道你以后会不会再来。然后成人主日学呢，我们现在在学开始学启示录，也是刚刚开始，特别是在这个末世的时候，或者是在这个。 战争各样的这种事情发生的时候，我们在查考启示录这本书，也是能够帮助我们大家来学习来理解。我觉得这是一个很好的一个机会，只要提前一个小时来到教会，9点半，我们就可以一起来查考来学习这本书。好，这是我们教会的聚会。然后我们教会是定于4月9日。 是一个周六，4月9日，周六早晨8点呢，会有教会的春季大扫除。鼓励弟兄姐妹可以来预留这段时间，可以来到教会，我们一起清理教会。复活节我们有洗礼，教会在复活节有洗礼，是4月17日下午2点，在 Boise Calvary Baptist Church。 有举行洗礼。我们这一个月3月从1号到31号，我们有 Boise Rescue Mission 的这个食物募捐，请大家可以拿一些不容易朽坏的这个食物呢，然后拿到教会放在那边后面的桌子上面，或者也许你可以通过支票或金钱的奉献。 这是我们这几周的服事人员表。如果你有任何的奉献，请放在后面的奉献箱里，或者可以通过用支票寄到教会邮箱的方式。这是我们上一周的奉献。 最后我们请大家再次起立，我们来做信仰告白。我们一起诵读《使徒信经》。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死，埋葬。 降在阴间，第三天从死里复活后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免。 我信身体复活，我信永生，阿们。请大家依然站立，我们请冯涛弟兄来祝祷。
我们用哥林多后书13:14作为我们的祝祷。
We use Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14 for the benediction.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.